Today is September 2nd, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover new findings on sugar alcohols like erythritol and xylitol and their link to heart attack and stroke risk. Plus, fresh conversations on red meat, fiber, and colon cancer prevention, and practical advice for supporting a loved one through a hospital stay. Before we get into any of that, I want to remind you of something simple but important. You are the expert on your own body, and every small, informed choice you make today is an act of self-advocacy. You don't need a dramatic overhaul to move your health forward. You just need one good decision, repeated with kindness toward yourself. Let's talk about what the research actually means for you. Let's start with something that might be sitting in your kitchen cabinet right now. Dr. Stanley Hazen, speaking on Cleveland Clinic's Nutrition Essentials podcast, shared findings on sugar alcohols. The erythritol and xylitol you'll find in a lot of keto, sugar-free, and diabetic-friendly products. Think of these compounds like a substitute teacher who seems harmless at first glance but ends up changing the whole tone of the classroom. In a large study group of over 1,000 people, confirmed again in separate groups across the United States and Europe, these sweeteners showed up as strong predictors of heart attack, stroke, and death. In lab work, they made platelets, the tiny cells that help your blood clot, noticeably stickier. In fact, a single 30-gram serving of erythritol raised clotting-related risk for several days afterward, by an amount that, if you pictured it on a risk scale, would land well above the bump in risk we associate with smoking or high blood pressure. Dr. Hazen was careful to note, this research is still new and hasn't yet been confirmed by large gold standard trials, so consider it a nudge to check labels, not a reason to panic. A simple swap. If you like your coffee or tea sweetened, liquid stevia is often a gentler choice than the granular packets, which frequently use a sugar alcohol as a carrier. Now let's shift to your gut, because Dr. Christine Lee and dietitian Julia Zampano had a conversation worth sitting with. Colon cancer has become the third most common cancer in the country, with roughly 150,000 new diagnoses and 50,000 deaths each year. That's sobering, but here's the empowering part. Your daily food choices genuinely matter here. Heavy red meat intake appears to raise colorectal cancer risk by about 30%, and processed meats push that closer to 40%. On the flip side, fiber acts almost like a gentle broom for your digestive tract, helping form healthier stool and strengthening the colon's muscular wall. Building on that same thread, oncology dietitian Michaela Palma noted that up to 30% of breast cancer cases may relate to things we can actually influence, like body fat, which produces estrogen through a process called aromatization, and fiber, which helps clear excess estrogen from circulation. And if you've worried about soy because of old myths, here's reassurance. The plant compounds in soy don't appear to raise cancer risk, despite the rumors. More importantly, blood sugar keeps surfacing as the quiet thread connecting almost everything. Dr. Paminda Kabandagama explained that prediabetes, defined as an A1C of 5.7% or higher, is genuinely reversible through lifestyle changes. One reason, protein keeps you satisfied for 4 to 6 hours compared to carbohydrates alone, which may only carry you for about 1 hour. That same blood sugar story runs through Dr. Catherine Goebel's discussion of PCOS, which she estimates affects up to 13% of women and is closely tied to insulin resistance, and through Dr. Lynn Padamakiel's discussion of menopause, where declining estrogen shifts fat storage toward the belly with an average weight gain of about 5 pounds. In both conversations, the encouraging news is the same. Even a modest 10% reduction in weight can help restore regular cycles. And for those considering bariatric surgery, Dr. Rikesha Wilson noted that it essentially resets your hunger hormones, ghrelin and leptin, and Cleveland Clinic research suggests it may add roughly 5 years of life for patients without diabetes, and 9 years for those with diabetes. Think of sleep, stress, and digestion as three dancers moving in the same rhythm. When one stumbles, the others feel it. Dr. Nancy Folvery Schaefer described this bi-directional relationship. Poor diet disrupts sleep, and poor sleep fuels sugar cravings. Dr. Christine Lee connects this same cycle to IBS, which officially affects 10 to 15% of people, though Julia Zampano sees something closer to 40% in her own patients. Stress and disrupted sleep both alter gut motility, which is really just your digestive system's internal timing. Dr. Melissa Young's work reinforces this beautifully simple truth. What you eat and how you feel are deeply biologically intertwined. Across every life stage, the theme holds steady. Dr. Kara Dolan highlighted that pregnancy calls for extra folate iron needs actually rise 50% during pregnancy, vitamin D, iodine, choline, and DHA. And for new parents navigating allergy fears, Dr. Jacqueline Bielak pointed to the landmark LEAP study, showing that early peanut introduction can cut peanut allergy risk by over 70% in high-risk infants. On the other end of life, Dr. Ronan Factora noted that muscle naturally declines by about 1 to 2% per year after 30, accelerating to roughly 3% after 70. Protein and movement remain your best allies there. Beyond nutrition, Dr. Brian Grossberg, speaking with Peter Attia, shared that migraine affects about 12% of the world's population, roughly 1 billion people, with women affected 3 times more often than men. And physician advocate, Dr. Dan, offered something we don't talk about enough. Simply being present at a loved one's hospital bedside, knowing their medication list, tracking who's on their care team, helps prevent errors, and keeps communication clear when it matters most. So here's your one simple, cost-free step for today. Add just one fiber-rich food to a meal. Half a cup of beans gives you about 6 to 7 grams of fiber, and it costs nothing but a little intention. If beans aren't your thing, a spoonful of ground flaxseed or chia seeds works too. Just build up gradually and drink plenty of water alongside it. And a gentle reminder, everything you heard today is meant to spark a conversation with your own doctor or dietitian, not replace one. If you notice something like unexplained rectal bleeding, sudden severe headache, chest pain, signs of a whole body allergic reaction, or digestive symptoms lasting more than 3 months, please reach out to a medical professional promptly. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.